The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, and welcome to Up on Taconic. So for this week's episode, I will first introduce myself. Hello, I am Avery, the host of this week's episode, and my co-hosts, Aiden and Dalton.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
And for this week's episode, we got a few segments planned. We've got a double feature interview, as well as many new segments we would like to bring to the table. And speaking of that double feature interview, let's not keep you waiting much longer.
Coming to a theater near you, The Interview.
Welcome to The Interview. I am Julian, and we are here with Miss Thompson, Mariah, Jaden, and Kanisha talking about their early education shop at Taconic High School. With that in mind, let's dive into some questions about early ed. But first, can Miss Thompson give us some insight on what early education is?
Sure. Early education and care is the study of child development. So we focus on how children develop, how they learn, their brain development, how to manage certain behaviors. We talk about special needs, and it gives kids the skills to work in a classroom in the future or to even help them become better parents.
Okay. So my first question for all of you guys is, what is the goal of the early education program?
What is the goal? The goal is that they get experience working with children, and when they graduate, they can go right into the field of early ed.
In early education, it basically get us ready to be able to go in the field. When we graduate, we can teach up to third grade, and we can deal with kids from like all different types of kids, not just like normal, regular.
I feel the goal is to see how kids act and to see what to do, like how to deal with them, and yeah.
I would say the goal is you get to see how kids have like special needs, possibilities of like not being able to hear. Some of them could be blind, some could stutter a lot, and definitely to get all your certifications, because if not, you cannot go into the field.
So what skills do the Taconic students have by working in the early education shop?
Well, they definitely learn to be patient, that's for sure. They learn how to function in an environment that could be overstimulating. When you walk into an early childhood classroom, it's loud, it's messy, it's bright. There's always something going on. They learn a lot of critical thinking skills, like how they can help children solve certain situations, how they can support their learning. So a lot of skills go into being an early educator.
Yeah, you definitely need to learn patience, because when the kid starts acting up, you need to know how to deal with them in the right way, and they might not listen, so just have to be patient with them.
I think you have to be, like, open, and you have to, like, know your surroundings, too. And then, like, whenever a kid is, like, feeling down, you have to be like they're with them, talking to them to know what's really going on, to understand why they acting that way they are, and not just assume or criticize them based on the way they're acting.
I feel like you have to be very patient, because when a kid acts out, if you act like you don't know how to deal with it, they could push your buttons a lot more, and then they'll think that you can't help, and then they'll push you away.
Empathy is another good quality. We definitely need to be empathetic and understanding of different situations. And I think that's a life skill that helps us all throughout life. So we definitely focus a lot on empathy and compassion.
Okay, my next question is, what do students learn in early education shop?
Oh, what don't they learn? They learn so much. They learn, we talk about parenting styles, behavior management, special needs, brain development, development through infancy, toddler, and preschool years, We learn how to write lesson plans, how to set up an environment. There's so much that we learn in early ed.
We learn how some kids look at colors very different. More colors are very attractive to them. And we also learn how they have different learning styles.
How do you handle children who are upset or having trouble learning?
I think it goes back to those qualities of patience and empathy and understanding that all children develop differently. And some kids are facing some really hard situations at home. So it's just kind of meeting them where they're at, but providing the scaffolding that's going to help them achieve that next skill without getting frustrated.
Yes, like Ms. Thompson said, you always have to be open to hear what they have to say. You can't just push them all to the side or just think something that's not the truth about them.
Getting down to their level, making eye contact, all of those things to let them know what they're sharing with you is important, are going to kind of give you better buy-in, and they will be more likely to want to learn.
And I feel like most kids, they like to go on a walk with you one-on-one instead of speaking in the class, because I feel like a lot of them are embarrassed or scared to tell you something.
I feel like even if the kid is in the wrong, you kind of have to be on their side to understand and help them through it.
Good point. Providing that support.
Yeah, seeing from their point of view.
My last question is, do students earn certifications, and what certifications do they earn?
Students do earn certification, and the ultimate goal is that they become certified to be an infant, toddler, and preschool teacher. With COVID and in the aftermath of COVID, it's been a little hard to get into infant and toddler rooms, but we are starting to get back in there, so hopefully we get that certification as well this year. They also do a mandated reporting training. They complete the Strong Start Essentials, which is 12 hours of training in the early ed field that you would need to be employed. They do a safe sleep training where we learn that placing a child on their back is the safest place to put them to sleep, not co-sleeping with them. They do an abuse and neglect training. So we have quite a few trainings that they go through so that they're prepared when they enter the field.
We also do OSHA and CPR.
That's right.
How about first aid?
First aid as well. And in the early ed world, we have to recertify in CPR yearly, where even though the certification is good for 2 years, EEC requires us to certify every year.
What careers can students pursue after this program?
They can be a teacher, the infant, toddler, pre-K, up to through second grade. They can be a social worker. They can design playgrounds. They can write children's books. I mean, there's so many careers that need a background in child development that I think the possibilities are pretty wide. Some students want to be pediatricians or pediatric dentists, and I think coming and getting this child development background puts them kind of ahead of the game.
I also feel like we also could be, like, there's nurses/doctors that work with the babies in the hospitals. You can do that, but you might have to have, like, the doctor health tech side of it before getting that certification completely.
So just to add something to what we learn is we definitely learn how to be a good parent for the future and how to not, yeah.
Yeah, how to support your kids and teach them all that they need to know.
We also learn about shaken baby syndrome.
What is shaken baby syndrome?
Shaken baby syndrome is if you shake a baby very hard, they can lose their hearing, their vision, their vocals. I don't know how to word that.
Yeah, they can have intellectual impairments, deaf. Even shaking a baby briefly is can be very dangerous.
It can also cause them to have seizures in the future.
Absolutely. And the ultimate is it could take their life. So never, ever, ever shake a baby. We talk about ways to manage stress and how it can be stressful when a baby cries, but what can you do to avoid ever having to shake a baby?
We also learn about drug use and what it can do to babies.
Right, drug use in the pregnant mother, absolutely.
What can it do?
What can it do, right? It can cause physical deformities. It can cause intellectual impairments. Fetal alcohol syndrome is another issue that that unfortunately sometimes we see with young children. Definitely be healthy, eat healthy. Don't use drugs or alcohol when you're pregnant, because that can create lifelong effects for that baby.
And it also can be bad for them as they're growing up because it can stay in their system and they can get like addicted to it as well.
And I've also realized if you do any type of drug while you're pregnant before you give birth, the baby possibly can go into DCF care.
Oh, absolutely. They wouldn't, yeah. They would test the baby at birth, and if the baby tests positive for any drugs or alcohol, they would remove the baby.
So one more question focused on the students more. Why did you choose the early education program at Taconic High School?
So I chose it to honestly be a good parent for the future. I also seen myself as a teacher. I wanted to be the cool, nice teacher that all the students could go to. And yeah.
I chose it because I want to be a preschool teacher. Originally, I was thinking of being a nurse, but then I kind of didn't really like it anymore. But I grew more, my love grew more for children and seeing how they can develop things and learn different types of things in different ways.
I picked early ed because I thought it was a cool shop, and you can I see how you can see from people's perspective as you're with the kids. And it just makes you be a better person and open to see what people go through and how you can be there for them.
Now I want to thank Ms. Thompson, Mariah, Jaden, and Kenesha for taking the time and talking about early education, the early education shop at Taconic High School. This was the interview. Now back to you, Avery, in the studio. And we are back, and I am here with Haley, Alexis, and Olivia, and you guys are here to talk about the CNA test, I believe, for health tech?
Yes.
All right. So one of my first questions I have for you guys is, what was the process of taking these tests?
The process for taking these tests is we had to have a certain amount of classroom hours and clinical hours.
Yeah.
All right. So what was it like to do the tests? How was the experience with that?
I think a lot of studying was done beforehand, and so people were stressed out just thinking, oh, I've studied so much, am I gonna fail? Everybody passed, everybody did amazing. The few minutes leading up to both tests, I think everybody was a little on edge, but everyone did a wonderful job, so I'm pretty proud of everyone.
Yes, lots of studying. We did lots of practice tests too before.
Mm-hmm. I think waiting afterwards for
The results.
The results is the worst part as well. So, because you're just you're there. Oh no, what am I gonna get?
Yeah.
And then as soon as you get the text message for your results, is my goodness,
your heart is racing.
Yeah, I start freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did the Skills USA test again to the competitions. And
how was that?
It was quite easy, but I'm so worried that it's going to be did I get in the States? Did I get in the States? So
I'm
I get
sure
that.
You did wonderful. Yes.
Thank you. You guys talking about the process of going through and take a practice test. Is this a huge thing for health tech over the process?
This is what determines whether or not we are a certified nursing assistant or not.
Oof.
The whole idea of our shop is to become a certified nursing assistant. So this is the final.
This is your final?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. For 4 years of work. That's insane to be this is my final. Oh God.
Yeah, this determines everything right now.
That's crazy. And I hear you guys have one of the highest workloads of any shop. So I'm assuming this is a really huge thing that you guys are working on right now. Another question I have is what is this, other than getting certification for nursing, does this set you up for anything in particular that's a big deal, or is this your gateway?
It sets us up for co-op too. So we're able to actually go to nursing homes and work there now, and the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the hospital.
Being a CNA is the starter stepping stone to become everything else you want. It gives you multiple opportunities to get internships if you want to do something bigger. College is easier because you know a lot of stuff already. I think it's a good stepping stone.
Yeah, especially if you want to become a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I think you also get college benefits
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I wasn't sure if I remembered correctly. Mm-hmm. Or not.
You get some college credits, yeah.
So it sets you up for a co-op, and it allows you to also get like college credits, so you can like mm-hmm. even accelerate extra education processes. Yes. Oh, that's really sick.
Thank you.
So talking more about like the test itself, like, was it that stressful? Like, even in like prepping for it, was it like? I know it was a weird analogy, but it was sort of like tech week for theater in terms of prepping for it, where it was like really bad and like high stress environment.
Yes, I would say so.
I would say so. Definitely in the beginning when we didn't know how things would go.
Mm-hmm. I think doing the written test in general, like I was worried about it personally. Mm-hmm. But then when I got into it, I'm like, oh, hey, this is not as bad as we're thinking it was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that. I feel like we were very prepared. And yeah. I feel like all of us took our time to study and memorize even like our skills too. And I think that it shows with our test scores.
Mm-hmm.
So you say like written part of the exam. Is there like, what are the parts to the CNA tests? I'm just kind of curious.
There's two parts. There's the written exam part or test, whatever you want to call it. Where you just answer questions. It's like it was multiple choice, right?
Yeah, and there was 60 questions in
it
total.
It shows like different like scenarios, or like it just quizzes you on like terms and stuff like that.
Math equations. Mm-hmm.
And then there was our skills test, where they tested our skills.
Mm-hmm.
And we got three skills that were given to see if we could do it.
And they were also randomized skills, so we didn't know what we were going to get. We weren't able to prepare for the scenario that we had.
Yeah, we had one hand washing skill and then two just regular random skills mm-hmm. too.
So they were like, do they like do like CPR and like basic?
So we're already CPR certified, so that did not right. have to be on our test. But there are going to be scenarios in the workplace where we would have to perform CPR. Hopefully not, but that most could likely. Be a case scenario.
You never know what you're going to get, especially if you work in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would assume, funny enough, I think CPR would probably happen most when people choke on their food, of all things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. So is this like, what are sort of like more mental feelings on like the CNA test? Like, maybe you're like, this is the like the big moment for me. Like, am mm-hmm. I going forward? Like, what are some of your like more personal thoughts about being done with the test or leading up to it or anything like that?
It's kind of a tricky question. I know. To think.
I mean, I'm glad we got it done and over with.
Yeah. I feel like.
Oh, no, you, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just had to like mentally prepare myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I needed to like get out of my head in order to not be as nervous. And I feel like I wasn't as nervous as I would be if I wasn't as prepared. I just felt more antsy because I just wanted to, like, mm-hmm. get it over with.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, as you said earlier, this is, like, the moment. And I felt like she said, getting in my head, I was like, if I don't do well, like, what am I doing, you know? And so I was definitely in my head, but I had to keep telling myself, you got this, you've studied for it, you know everything, you're going to do good. And everybody did good, so I'm very proud.
Sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the environment of your shop has changed because of this or mm-hmm. anything like that? Like, is there any some of the changes that you've noticed?
So the environment is always very, like, open and friendly, funny, everyone's always laughing. But after everybody passed the written exam first, which was a couple of days ago, everybody felt so much lighter because the past week leading up to it was very stressful. Everyone was on edge. After we completed our skills, this morning we came in, everyone was all cheerful, congratulating each other. So that's very good.
I feel like we just showed each other how proud we mm-hmm. are of each other.
Yeah. And acknowledgement in each other.
Yes.
So for my last question, I'm just kind of curious, where are you guys going forward in health tech and like sort of other big plans or anything in the future?
So our teacher actually is trying to set up a course where we can become EMS certified, which is like a step lower than an EMT. So that's pretty exciting. I feel like a lot of people are excited for that. It's not required. It's kind of just an extra, you know, medical certification if you want it. I think a few of us do want to do that. But afterwards, I think I'm probably just going to study to be a pediatric nurse because that's my ultimate goal. And yeah.
Yeah, I want to work as a CNA, and I feel like I'm going to figure out like where I want to go from there mm-hmm. and for college. And that's my plan. I'm not too sure exactly what yet, but something in nursing.
Yeah.
If I stay in the healthcare field, I plan on going to radiology.
Mm.
So I'm probably going to try and get into MCLA.
Yeah, they have a good course.
They do have a good radiography course.
I was thinking about that one, too.
I went to that campus. They're huge.
It is.
Stuff, yeah. There's so much stuff. I think I went there when I was at, like, Reed or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their pricing is really well for their medical school.
Yeah.
That's insane. It also is an area to some of my family, so it would be, like,
nice.
Yeah. School in general.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. Is there anything you guys would like to say before we head on out?
Probably just a thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. We always love bringing in stuff. Hopefully we can get you guys again for any new interesting stuff that happened in health tech or anything you guys are working on.
Yeah, of course.
All right, thank you. And on to the next segment. Multimedia Talks, where we discuss what goes on in multimedia and pull back the curtain on how our shows are made. All righty. So, let's give y'all some insight into what we've been doing at the shop, what we've been working on, what we got prepared for you, and like sort of where it's heading for us and possibly some of the things that we've got in progress.
Yeah.
So.
Where to start?
So let's start with the fact that we're unks.
Yeah, we are just old.
We're old. So that means.
Yeah.
We're gonna be bringing you less news.
Yeah, that's something kind of big for us. We're slowly
handing it off more to the youngins.
Shying away from using most of our week to work on the Thunder Report, and we're hopefully within the next coming weeks, probably by like the end of the year, we're gonna be for the most part handing the show off mostly to our ninth graders who will then become the sophomores that are with us when we're in senior year.
Yes.
Hopefully that then allows us to kind of
break away from the Thunder Report.
More take the time to explore more creative opportunities and, in a sense, get more of a grip on media production as it is.
Yes, correct.
Because to be frank, as we do it right now, it is kind of cookie cutter. I mean, personally, I don't complain about it. I don't mind it, but I can definitely understand that why some people might not be super enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of cookie cutter. It's like, it's a new show. But I mean, it gives us everything we need to begin with.
Yeah.
It gives us all the basics we need to then move on into more creative things like short films, like animation projects.
We'll get more on that in a bit.
Yeah, we will. But it gives us everything we need to eventually then move on into the more creative aspects going from professional.
Yeah, like Dalton, you just kind of push it to buttons.
Yeah.
I
also push it to
buttons. Well, you're an anchor now. You do more than press.
I used to push it a button. Now I say it a word.
Now I push it a button.
I just push it a button.
But I also push it a button on a morning drive.
I pushed a button and
I still just push it a button.
Oh yeah.
You push it.
I'll push it a button.
This is derailed already.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's fine. Yeah.
We've also talked about more speaking of morning drive, we've spoken more of doing more live productions.
Yes.
In case PCTV has maybe somebody new who wants to see what some schools are about.
Mm-hmm. Possibly just seeing sort of a live thing that we could do weekly just in-house.
Yeah.
Seeing what abilities we have to just do stuff like that. Being able to just sort of bring our creativity into more places and just really have that ability to just go out of our way to do more stuff like the Philip Dubad Chronicles.
Oh God.
No.
No, you're never living that one down. You're never living down Philip Dubad.
Hey, all right, how you weather doing, boy? Philip Dubad.
I'm good. How are you, weather boy?
Well, it's getting nice out. It's starting to get into our 50s today, so like it's really good.
Sorry, he pulls up an actual graph.
With the weather. I'm just like
we're getting some light precipitation on Sunday.
Specifically because the weather is phenomenal this week.
Yeah, like, it's really good. That is actually that's fair. It's been very warm this week.
Been very nice. So I'll own it.
To see that spring is finally coming.
Yeah.
Persephone has come from the underground.
She said, "What's up, bro? I miss my husband." And we're just like, "Oh damn."
No, she doesn't.
Depends what myth you're working with.
I guess that depends.
Depends on if you're with a I hate men. Depends on if you're dealing with a misandrist or you're dealing with a I love my husband feminist. I'm more of a fan of the lovely marriage idea, personally.
But Hadestown does it better.
Hadestown is not canonical to the Greek lore. Hadestown is not
canonical to the Greek lore.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
It's a fan fiction.
It is a fan fiction.
No. Zeus himself came to me in my dreams, and he told me that Hadestown was canon to Greek lore.
No, he didn't.
I don't know.
Yes,
you're tripping.
Did.
Yeah, you're tripping, bro. You're tripping.
No, I'm not.
All right.
I say as the doctors are dragging me into the padded chamber. No, he did it. I swear.
No, he didn't. I swear.
He told me.
Anyway, so short films.
Yes.
So would you guys like to talk about your guys' short films?
Oh, God.
Where to start with you two?
Actually, well, we should probably start with our first short films that we did last semester.
Yep.
With film appreciation, because we both had that. Dalton, you didn't, because you were
You're going to have to make one.
Shooting arrows.
Odysseus of Ithaca.
Yeah. But yeah, we did film appreciation last semester, so we were watching a lot of films, obviously, but by the end of the semester, our goal was to make a film, and that goal was a 8 to 10 minute short film, and I mean, ours went well. I don't know what your experience really was with that, but
I can talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah.
What did you make your plot about? What was your plot? I'm curious.
All right, you're going to have to stick with me on this, because this is going to sound a little out there.
So aliens.
No. So, it was, the group was me, Jacoby, Lucas, Ian, Carmen, and we also got Bella for it. So,
sick.
Jacoby played the main character, and the whole thing was the main character and his group of friends, they go out and just kind of walk around town. They just meet up to hang out. But by the end, it turns out that the main character has schizophrenia. So three of the friends were apparitions. They weren't actually there. They weren't real. And then the other two were the doctor and nurse that were taking care of him because he had been having sort of, for lack of a better term, like schizophrenic episodes since he was, I think we said it was 8 because of some accident. I don't think we ever really expanded on what the accident was. But basically just something caused him to come up with imaginary people that weren't there that would basically just tag along with him for whatever activities they were doing.
Okay, that's cool. I did a chess tournament.
It's like, well, I mean, it's not like ours is any like more introspective. We just decided to make a schizophrenic guy. That sounds really bad.
Yeah, you might not be woke enough.
God, don't start.
Sorry. All right. All the opinions and expressed on this podcast
are
and my guests own, and yeah. Not representative of Pittsfield Public Schools or WTBR.
Taconic High School, WTBR, Up on Taconic. Like
mm-hmm.
Or the multimedia program.
Or the multimedia program.
This is our thoughts and opinions alone.
Yes.
This does not represent, well, it doesn't represent Up on Taconic Multimedia,
yes.
Taconic High School, or WTBR in any way. It's our thoughts and opinions alone.
Working on my short film was very simple. It was basically get some chest shots, get some shots of like actual just character interaction, and then sort of just have fun with it.
And then a fight to the death.
Yes, yeah. Because the whole gimmick is that every time pieces on the chessboard battle, it cuts to like an actual fight scene.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really fun. So it was a joy.
I saw a little bit of the editing process on that from
really
Kira.
Cool. It was really cool. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah. The filming process was, it was not fun for us.
Yeah.
Because all of our schedules conflicted. Every last one of them, and we had one day to film everything because the only day we were all free was the Martin Luther King day that we all had off. So we filmed that in one day. We filmed everything that took place at night in one day, and then we just got a little extra filler the next academic week because we didn't have enough time, so we had to fill a little bit of time and give some more exposition.
Yeah.
But I mean, all around, I think it went well. Once we had what we needed,
mm-hmm.
I think it went well, and I think, all in all, I think we did a pretty good job.
I agree. That's kind of where mine came from.
Yeah.
So, looking to the future on all new short films, would you guys like to talk about yours first? How about you, Dong?
Oh, God.
Dong. Let's have a word.
A word.
Let's have a word. A word.
You know what I meant, buddy boy.
Do I?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Okay. The basic premises of my short film is this student's friend was bullied, like, prior to the short film taking place, and the guy didn't do anything, and he feels really bad, so he keeps trying to send a message to his friend to, like, apologize for everything, but he can't find the right words, so he keeps, like, deleting and trying to rephrase and deleting and rephrasing until, at the end, he just sends what he has on his chest at the moment just to at least make a start.
Get something.
Yeah. So Aiden.
Yeah. And then there's mine, which we somehow managed to choreograph with no prior knowledge because we somehow had almost the same plot. So mine was basically similar premise, but rather than his friend being bullied and him doing nothing about it, instead the main character catches feelings for that person and is basically
for the bully, enemies to lovers.
No, absolutely not.
I can explain it.
But basically, spending the whole premise is him trying to figure out what words to say, how to word it properly, and just how to be truly genuine with someone. But he's also wrestling with his own mind because this is like a long time friend of his, and he doesn't want to risk the friendship in case it doesn't go over well, but he knows that if he throws away that opportunity, there's no telling what could have been or what couldn't have been. So he's trying to decide between just biting the bullet and going for it or leaving it unsaid and just kind of wrestling with that for however long. That could be the rest of his life, could be just as long as they're friends. But the premise of it, I wanted to kind of ground a little more in reality because that is a very real thing that I think happens to a lot of people.
We all been there.
I would argue to say so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would argue to say that is a very real scenario for a lot of people.
Very, very common.
And I think it's relatively easy to articulate, but I also just really liked the idea because even thinking about it now, I just think I have a lot of creative ideas that I could just get out there.
Yeah.
And just be able to...
That's kind of the whole point why we're moving away from the Thunderbolts, as much as so we can explore
to expand our creative minds while also utilizing everything we've learned from our technical and related work.
Still bring amazing content to the community, especially if we get better and we can enter them in film festivals and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I mean, even though that isn't the true goal of it, but I mean, if we can, that's awesome. I mean, we have the ghost light that we could strive to have something as good as that. I mean, of course, that film was done in 20, 25 minutes. We have 5. So we do
just
a
start to learn the process.
Yes, exactly. Crazy. Like, this isn't going to be the best film we ever make. The goal is to make a film that we truly believe is...
The goal is to make great. A film, end there.
Yeah, well, the goal is to make a film. Like, a film that we'd be proud of.
Yeah,
it's not bad. That's my goal.
Yeah.
Is to make a film that looks good and one that I am proud that I made.
Yeah.
That is the main goal for me.
3-act structure. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That is a big point. A big thing for it.
But anyway... Mine's about a director who's using dark magic.
Okay. That's a segue.
Okay, buddy. Calm down. I'm not that
voodoo director.
Evil. Okay.
Are you?
I swear I'm not. I'm not. Okay. But in all seriousness, my plot is sort of like
Captain Rap.
As a film director who's very passionate about his work and
is it like a Dr. Facilier type?
No, not really. More like so the way he really wants to do the best he can with his films, and to do that, he has been using dark magic presumably for a while.
Allegedly.
Allegedly been using dark magic for quite a while.
Allegedly, this guy casted a spell.
And the choice that sets him down an even darker path is the choice to use a human soul as essentially, for lack of a better term, a power-up. He talks to his dark
Mario sale, one-up.
His salesman who ventures into the dark arts, and he gives him the soul that like basically infuses with his body so he can have... Well, the soul of a long gone cruel film director who made like phenomenal movies.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I mean,
the whole idea is like he's losing his humanity and doing these terrible things to get better payouts.
So it's almost like film director Light Yagami.
Yeah, basically.
Like, because thinking about it, this almost sounds like Death Note, but with rather than it
okay,
being,
but Light was stupid.
Well, yeah.
I could go into that. I watched the entire show.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just like getting your premise, it kind of sounds similar to a Death Note type scenario.
Yes, of like
of someone getting
great,
this, yeah,
great power,
giving great power, and then using it
irresponsibly.
Yeah, losing their humanity through it because they want to be great. They want to be legendary.
I love stories like that.
Yeah,
so I had to do it, but yeah, so that's kind of where we're heading.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
That is the direction we are. Hopefully Love going to be able on. To take multimedia in
yep.
while we hand off the show to our underclassmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Kind of give them the same dive into the deep end that we had. Mm-hmm. Kind of give them that.
Little push.
Yeah. That kick of we're in this now. We're doing this.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with the new direction of multimedia fully covered, it's time to kick up the heat. Where we tackle insurmountable odds, the challenge. All right. So this is a new segment we've got cooking up, the challenge, where we spin a wheel, get something for the week, and try to complete that within the week that we're not here. So for the first challenge, we're deciding to do something in-house that we can do during Up on Taconic, and we are doing a jelly bean challenge.
For the first one, we get to suffer because basically jelly bean roulette because we have the
bean boozled
spicy
the
edition
spicy version
because he couldn't find the normal one.
Yep.
There's Carolina Reaper in this. We took those out.
Except
most
three.
Of them. We have they. I already
we'll
did one
take
beforehand.
Some at the end.
Oh, before we get to our head of ourselves, the three hosts have a guest with us. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I guess. Hi, my name's Olivia.
Yippee!
Yay!
You're here to suffer with us.
Yep.
All right. You're here to.
Before we get started, I feel like I legally have to read this out. So,
warning: extremely hot. Consume at your own risk. Keep out of reach of children under the age of 13, the elderly, and pets. Do not consume if you are allergic or sensitive to hot and spicy foods, peppers, or capsaicin. Pregnant, breastfeeding, or have a medical condition for which consumption of an extremely hot food could cause an adverse reaction. Due to the hot nature of this food, it may trigger asthma symptoms. Do not give to persons except with their permission and only after sharing this warning.
All right, we have shared the warning. Do you all, like, I need a verbal...
Bring it on!
All right.
All right, well, one. I think we know his answer.
What about you?
I've already done this. I mean, off air, I already ate one of the Reaper ones, so...
I was like... This ain't nothing to me, man.
Well,
I'm a
no,
dog.
Well, no, I know. If I get a Reaper, it's gonna suck. Luckily, we took all those out. I hope.
I was the first to take a bite into one of them. It's pretty hot.
Yeah, no, yeah, I ate the full one. I ate the full bean.
You ate the full one.
All right.
I'm here for it. I'm good to go.
All right. All right.
You go first, we might as well.
As the ideas man?
As the host and the holder of the idea. Da-da-da.
What we got?
Is it at least?
It doesn't taste like pepper, so that's a good start.
There you go.
That's a good start. We're going to find out that one of like the ones from the nice pack was actually the worst one.
I think I got like Dr. Pepper or something.
It's gonna just taste bad. All right.
Against Dr. Pepper.
All right. I guess I'll.
Oh yeah. By the way, we're gonna do like three rounds. Of the
I feel
game,
like
and then
three
then
to five.
Three to five, depending on how long it takes.
Considering
it's literally
your first
one jelly
round,
bean.
So.
Yeah. True.
I'm just gonna.
All right.
It doesn't taste like a pepper.
That's
I'll tell you
good
that.
Start.
No clue what I got, but.
Bro just doesn't know. What do you take a guess? Take a guess. Let's do that. We have to guess which one it is.
Yeah,
that's the fun mini game.
You
with
start
the nice
on
ones.
Yours while he guesses his.
All right.
It's a good question.
Why are you making eye contact with me?
Because it's fun. That tastes like... I could definitely pinpoint it
if I would give him the thing.
So it's like, it's coconut. It's coconut.
Probably pina colada.
Yep.
Probably pina colada.
Yeah.
That's a spicy one.
No, it's mint.
Oh.
You might have gotten one of the ice cream ones.
It's not mint.
Yeah, mint chocolate chip.
That's not
chocolate,
mint.
Chocolate chip, whatever that is.
I
don't know what I got.
When we're chewing, move away from the mics. That's probably
the hardest. Do I purposely grab that spicy one just for effect?
Looks at it and just sees that it's spicy and just grabs it.
I think I got a lime.
Does it taste like a pepper?
I think that's a pepper.
It might be a pepper.
It might be a pepper. What? Which one do you think it is?
It may be a pepper.
By just like spice level gauging.
I don't think it's a pepper. It has like chunks in it though. Or like
is it spicy?
Watch, it's gonna hit all at once.
Yeah. It's gonna be like 3D, and then you just go,
go.
I'm tempted to just take like a handful.
See what happens.
Yeah. It probably tastes disgusting.
All right.
I don't know what it is, but.
All right.
I'm not the biggest fan of jelly beans. I'm just here because why the hell not?
Yeah, that's fun. All right.
It's a pepper.
I don't know what that is. You saw it?
No, that's doctor. That's a pepper. The doctor kind.
Oh. All right. I think I got one like the ice cream ones.
I think I'm going to get the birthday cake one. I don't know. Hey, a pepper?
Uh-huh.
Here, I'll brave a pepper with you.
Yeah, they taste really bad.
Crash cam.
All right, I got the mic muted.
All right.
Just loud metal
clanging. I'm not going to throw up.
All right, good.
Yeah, that's right.
It tastes disgusting.
That's fair. The pepper ones just taste really
bad.
They just don't taste good.
Are you okay?
Which one did you get?
Habanero? Jalapeno.
Oh.
I got green.
Yeah, we got jalapeno.
Okay. There's a lot of greens in there.
Yeah.
A lot of them aren't.
It's not like, my head's on fire.
I got pina colada.
What the heck?
But it's like,
let's go.
That's a lime.
My face is heating up a bit. I want to sip on my
mouth. Yeah, that one's good.
Those pina colada ones are great. I already love the taste.
Citrus.
I used to make like non-alcoholic lime. Pina coladas, so because I love them.
Are you okay?
Is it another pepper?
Do you get two peppers in a row?
Yeah.
Loud metal clanging.
That's unfortunate. This is green. This scares me.
I haven't even been looking at him at all.
I thought it was a Dr. Pepper one.
A genuine that was definitely that was jalapeno.
Alright, it's your turn, buddy.
Your turn, buddy.
Should probably be doing this more professionally, rotationally.
Yeah.
But
I've gotten lucky twice. Can I do it thrice?
Let's call it a little kick.
The answer was no.
Was that a pepper? Was that a pepper?
It is.
What'd you get?
They call me the ultimate lucky student.
I think it might
this
have been
is the part where I get a pepper.
Ugh. Might have been a sriracha, because that tastes not bad.
I did get a pepper. The second I'm like, oh my
god. Wait, was that four full peppers in a row?
I think so.
Sriracha ain't even that bad.
Yeah, no, I don't mind it. It's not terrible.
I just have to do all of these now with like a lingering poison in my tongue.
Oh it's white.
Man. I got jalapeno and whatever the freaking middle one.
Cayenne.
Yeah.
Cayenne.
What is that?
I'm scared. If I'm feeling this way only on jalapeno, I'm scared for the ghost, the Carolina Reaper.
That's absolutely
it's banana. Ew.
I think I might have got the birthday cake.
You've been unsatisfied by all of these, Olivia. You hate all of these.
I think I got
like
the birthday cake one.
I'm just here because why the heck not?
I know.
I got lime.
All right.
Also, it's really funny being here.
After Libby's done, I think we do one more rotation. We move on to the main event.
Yep. Okay. All right, it's event. Yellow. Wait, it's not a pepper.
I have learned that...
It can be a habanero.
If you get spicy and then
it's not.
A mild-tasting one, it kind of makes it more spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right.
I'm pretty sure I got the sun-kissed lemon.
My second-to-last rotation. Let's see what we're cooking.
And then you got to eat a Carolina Reaper.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Not fun. That's like key lime pie. That's good. Mm.
There's your habanero, hopefully. No, you agreed to this.
I did, and I wish I didn't.
That was not too
it's going to be like 5 full minutes of us just going, ah! Yeah.
That's always going to be a podcast. All right. Carolina Reaper.
Oh, are we just doing it now? We just.
Oh, wait. No, we have
one more rotation.
We have one more rotation.
One more rotation, then
you can look at it, and you can accept your fate slowly.
Accept your fate.
It's probably just getting another habanero. Okay, no, I didn't.
All right. Avery.
That's lime.
I one that didn't taste too bad.
Honestly. All right.
It could also be like the margarita or mojito one. I don't know.
That's going to be a really fun bag of jelly beans for you, Dalton, after we're done with this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be eating these on call. Oh, you're going to hear this. Oh, it's not that bad. Ah!
Yeah.
Jelly bean roulette.
Yep.
Think about it. The more bad ones you don't eat, the more bad ones you'll have to eat eventually.
That's
yeah. Orange. We've also gotten like half bad ones on this. All right. Are we ready?
Are we ready?
No. Are we?
Are we, are we ready? Do you want to do a countdown, Dalton?
The Mac Daddy? Are we ready for the... Oh, he just went for it.
All right.
All right.
Dive in the deep end. Not that bad.
Let's go.
Poor last words.
This tastes like a really spicy ramen.
Wait a minute. Why does a habanero taste like orange and then turn to habanero?
Did you actually get habanero?
Yeah, I know I did. All right,
cool.
Yeah.
It smells like
I got a little kick to it.
Light work, no reaction.
Oh, God, I'm hiccuping.
You're good.
Light work, no reaction.
Oh, my God.
Light work, no reaction.
Bro, you had it like 30 seconds ago. Oh, my God.
Trash can.
You okay, dude?
Okay.
Don't die.
I think I'm overselling it a little, but the habanero is not fun either.
No, the habanero I feel like might be worse than the Carolina Reaper with what I'm experiencing right now.
I'm going to pull this a little closer.
Don't throw up.
Don't die.
God.
Your mics are muted now because I can't do... Oh, wait, hold on. No. Those two.
I'm good.
Can I have a water? A bit of water.
My water.
I took my bite and I'm good.
Cool.
Doesn't water make it worse or is that...
No. It's like neutral. Water's like neutral.
Water makes it worse. That's why I'm doing it, bro. Bring on the challenge. Bring it on, bro. Bring it on.
God. Oh, my God. I think you might not have been lying. I think the habanero... Oh, my God.
The habanero is probably worse.
Can I have a habanero one?
The Carolina Reaper is a status symbol. It's not actually that hot.
I think it might be.
Habaneros are, I believe, quite literally hotter.
No.
Or at least more painful.
I think they're more immediate.
Screw it. We ball.
They used to another... Or you do a habanero as well.
Habanero, I think.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
It's funny. He does it for the love of the game. He does it for his craft. That's why we're here.
I am a master of my craft.
I want another pina colada.
Those are good. Those are good.
Give me the bag. I want another pina colada to wash the taste out of my mouth. Give me the bag! Oh, God.
This is the worst. This is the worst segment we'll ever do.
Why did we do this?
I don't know. Why did you guys decide to do this?
Because it's fun.
Why did you decide to join us? I think is the real question.
Because I'm out of my class.
Acceptably.
Yes,
the teacher said yes.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
I want a pina colada.
We're not on the beach, man.
I don't care. I want a beach.
It's like the best flavor. You guys all gotta try that one.
That was lemon.
Hold on. Can you find more pina colada ones? They gotta try it. It's
good.
Really
question.
Do you eat
a gold one?
Hold on, I think I gotta hit this one.
No!
Just for effect.
Oh. No, my bean!
What is the pina colada?
I think that's a jalapeno, buddy.
No.
It's
brown!
Oh, I didn't notice. I'm sorry, I'm colorblind.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I'm colorblind.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Minecraft villager over here.
That was not as bad as I envisioned it. It just still hurts, and that's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
It's like there's an itching on my tongue.
Kinda, yeah. Excuse me.
Oh my God! I thought I was Dalton at first.
No, sorry.
Professionalism, folks.
I think this is pina colada.
You have another one?
Yeah.
I think the gold one is nice.
I can taste it.
Ew.
I think you just really don't like jelly beans.
No, I don't.
That's the conclusion we've come to. Can I have some milk?
I like the orange.
I just want milk.
Milk. No, you've had your milk. Give me my milk back.
What the? That's not apple pie. What is that?
I think it was. Was it spicy? Is it spicy?
No, it's not. It's just disgusting.
That's like a Markiplier reaction right there. Like,
what?
No, it's not. It's just disgusting. Alrighty.
That'll have an everyone sucked.
I think
we're
good.
That was somehow worse than the
All right. Are we guys ready to spin for next week?
Yeah. Spin.
All right, let's go. Let's go. All right, everyone.
I just got a spicy one.
Let's spin the wheel. All right, let's see what it is. So we got 2-week Minecraft phase where we play Minecraft for 2 weeks. The See No Evil challenge where we all try to communicate without being able to use
certain aspects. I added that.
Yeah.
Good.
Learn a phrase in 7 languages. Drink only water for a week. Watch a childhood movie for every day of the week. Or watch a new movie for every day of the week. Let's see what we get.
Are we doing it individually or are we doing for the group?
For the group.
Am I included in this?
You can be if you want.
Oh, heck yeah.
We got the 2-week Minecraft phase, baby.
Dang it.
Y'all ready to beat the
Ender? Dang it.
Are you ready to beat the Ender Dragon?
I wanted to see no evil.
Actually, yeah, that would have been funny. Yeah.
Are you guys ready to beat the Ender Dragon before we get
oh,
back?
Oh, God.
See how it goes?
Sure. How are we going to document that now that I think about it?
We can record it.
We can just write down notes.
We can write down notes. Make a log after every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now that we've got the next challenge underway, locked and loaded, we'll see you guys back next week for that challenge when we do get to it. Now, on to our next segment. Dining Delight, bringing you the taste of the Berkshires. So, we ate some yummy cuisine a few nights ago.
Okay.
Where did we go, Dalton?
Applebee.
We went to Applebee.
Yeah.
The bee's knees.
Yep. We went to Applebee's.
It was good.
Courtesy of myself.
Courtesy of you, thank you. And your grandpa.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. For the
managed to get that done. Managed to actually orchestrate that with very little notice.
Very little notice, but it still worked.
Still managed to get it to work out for us.
So, should we go through the timeline of events?
I guess so.
So, when we got there, it was honestly way more packed than we thought it would be.
Way more busy. This was
for a Tuesday night. For a Tuesday night, it was.
A Tuesday night, and it looked like happy hour.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was.
Yeah, it wasn't even that, like, it wasn't even like a traditional dinner time. It was a little later than most people eat dinner, because it was like 6:30. Like 6:30. So it was like way later than most people actually eat dinner. Like, most people eat dinner like 5 or so.
So,
but yeah, we can even give you some audio of how bustling it was. All right, so as you can tell, it was pretty bustling that night.
It was like, very busy. Why do you use the word bustling?
The word bustling is so fun. It's so fun.
You can just say it was busy.
It was very bustling. It was crazy. It was a crazy, crazy night. All right, so
I hate you.
I'm just saying. What if we start off with our drink orders? Let's start off in the order that you order them.
We should probably start because we got the same thing.
You got 2 different drinks, so you should go first.
I did get 2 different drinks. I started off with a strawberry lemonade because it was one of my favorite drinks, and I wanted to try theirs.
You were an addict. To strawberry lemonade.
No, sorry.
Can I help?
All right.
All right. Yeah, so that was the strawberry lemonade.
It was pretty good. It kind of tasted like it was bottled, but at the same time, it was strawberry lemonade. I don't really care. But then my favorite drink of the night is I got a Shirley Temple.
It's almost like they had a bar so they could make a good Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does the strawberry lemonade rank on your
strawberry lemonade list?
I would give it like B tier. Like, not horrible, but not the best.
What is the worst you've had?
Call out post.
I don't know why. Like, I fully expect
not the best,
like
the worst. What is the best you've had?
Best, at least right now, definitely the, what was it, the Charlie's or whatever?
Yeah, Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks.
Yeah. Because they had, like, real strawberries in there.
What's your top 3?
Top 3 that I can think of off the top of my head is definitely Charlie's, Wendy's, and Burger King. But I've only had, like, 4 or 5 different ones.
That's fair.
Only one of them matters, and it's Charlie's.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Wendy's one is really good.
Wendy's is definitely, like, 2nd for me.
Yeah. Should we talk at the same time about our drinks?
Oh, God, we're going to do this again?
Yeah.
and then it's going to be like the one time where we tried to do it and we were like 3, 2, 1, and then 2 of us said at the same time and one of us went, we got
Yeah.
So it's just like,
all right, let's just say the thing. All right. 3, 2, 1. Mountain Dew Berry Bash. Let's go.
I couldn't tell where you were going to do it first.
Mountain Dew Berry Bash.
Yeah, because basically they had the option to do a, quote, dirty soda, which basically just meant getting whipped cream on it. So we did the Mountain Dew Berry Bash, which I haven't seen outside of Applebee's.
I think it might be an Applebee's exclusive.
It might be.
Don't quote me on that. Take it with a grain of salt. Might be an Applebee's exclusive.
Though. I haven't seen that though. I haven't seen it anywhere else, other than Applebee's.
Other than Applebee's, but it was really good.
Yeah, it was. A lot.
So on to our food orders. So we should we just say it because we got it collectively as a table. Like we got the appetizer combo. Correct?
Yeah, we got the classic combo because y'all learned from me.
Yeah, I learned from you. I was like, I saw you get it at your birthday. Yeah, and I was like, that's tech.
So for context, back in November for my birthday, I took these two and another thin. We took all of them out to Applebee's again, and I got what is the class combo. If you guys don't know what the class combo is, it's basically just all of their appetizers. Or it's like five of them. I think you get wings, mozz sticks, chips and spinach artichoke dip, and a quesadilla.
I love being good old quesadilla.
That's it. I think that's it.
Don't talk about how bad my gym bro self was eating those quesadillas.
Yeah.
I was like fist-fulling them.
Yeah.
I was literally, this is a nice chip. Takes entire quesadilla.
Yeah. This man was eating them like a quarter at a time. For anybody who knows the Applebee's quesadillas, this man was literally just full quarter at a time. No bites, nothing. Just straight the entire quarter.
I'm a hungry guy, okay? I'm a hungry guy.
Are you a growing boy?
Do you side with the hungry guy? Because I'm the hungry guy.
I don't blame you because those are really good quesadillas, but damn.
Yeah, like it was good.
But we got two of those because it was just a really good deal.
Yeah. I mean,
because all of that is like $15.
Did you mention
the wings? Yes, I mentioned the
wings. Okay, good.
Yeah, I got the hot.
Yohani, we got the hot sweet honey. Asian chili.
Yeah.
And then the other item that we got was the OM cheeseburger, which you've probably been hearing about.
Oh my God.
It was the oh my God.
Yeah.
It was very, very good.
It was very, very good.
Because it's, for those of people who don't know, they just take a bacon cheeseburger, cut it in half, and put it on a bed of queso.
Yep. And it's so
with fries. And it's amazing.
It was so banging. It was the best burger you've ever had, right? That's what you said.
Yeah,
it's up there. It's up there.
It was really, really good. It was insane. All right. So what are we thinking for a final rating? Do you want to go first, Dalton? Give us a good old number score out of 10.
I'd give it like a good 7 out of 10.
What about you, Ed?
I'm glad you said number score because if you didn't, he would have just gone Applebee.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. That
is exactly Applebee out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, I think the drink, I would say a solid 6.5, maybe 7 out of 10. Don't start. I'd say the food, definitely, I would say 8.75. That's what I would say. I liked it. I think it was really good.
So I'm going to give just some quick ratings. I'm just going to be like, drink, 10 out of 10. Love me, my Mountain Dew flavors. Not Baja Blast, though, so Baja Blast an 11 out of 10. The appetizers were like overall selection, I'd say a 7. Like I love mozz sticks. I love quesadillas, but like they weren't like crazy high quality. It was just like good. It was okay. It was acceptable. And then like
I'm just a sucker for
the OM cheeseburger was the highlight. It was the showstopper. Oh, yeah. It was really good. But it's not enough to like fully carry the meal.
So I think for me that was like the 0.75 increase. Cause I think like they would have naturally been like a 7.5.
Final 8. Rating 6 out of 10. It was okay. Wasn't crazy. It was just kind of like, it was good. Nothing crazy, but like it was more for the experience of getting to go out with my friends rather than like the food itself. I was going there alone.
Well, I mean, yeah, that
extremely underwhelmed, probably at least more so. So just trying to think more critically about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have for you today. So shout out to all our guests, collaborators, hosts, anybody who contributed to this week's episode. And obviously, thank you to both my co-hosts, Aiden and Dalton, for
a lot of
the work and screen time that they had. Well, for more from us here at Taconic Studios, check out Taconic TV on our YouTube channel. But anyway, have a phenomenal day, and bye.